Hi, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations to crack their activation codes, finding the simple tweaks to enhance both performance and employee engagement. One of the signals of a truly activated team, one that's performing at its highest level, is momentum, like movement and action and stuff happening versus waiting in the wings for approval. We, like the royal we, tend to over-index on executive buy-in, on needing the blessing, the support, the permission. It holds us up and it holds us back, and we are paying a collective price for it. We need to find ways to break down these bottlenecks. Now, taking a chance, running an experiment that could cost your company millions without permission, this is not the goal. No, the goal here is to think a little bit differently about what we do, who we ask, and how we start to make more amazing things happen more often. It's actually pretty simple. Here's how I encourage my clients to approach it. First, identify your big goal. What's the thing you would love to make happen, but you know that you need support from above? Like maybe you've got this idea that your company could really benefit from having a podcast, a way to connect with new audiences, to show through conversations rather than just through formal ad campaigns, and you think it would drive more sales. You really believe in this idea, but starting a podcast is no joke. Doing it well requires a lot of time and resources. You want to pitch the idea, but you also know it's likely to get stuck behind dozens of others currently under review. So how can you create momentum without waiting months for the buy-in? That takes us to number two. Shrink the idea down to its tiniest form. Okay, so you don't have a studio, a production team, a sound engineer. You get the drift. But you have an idea and maybe some friends or colleagues and probably a phone with a voice recording app on it. What can you make happen with just that collection of assets? Maybe you choose the first 3 to 5 topics that you'd love to highlight on a podcast, and you conduct fun, accessible interviews with people in your network who are interested in the same. Record them. Nothing fancy, no editing. Maybe you pop those recordings up on a share drive and ask a handful of colleagues or even a few trusted customers to give a listen. Have some questions ready beyond just, did you like it? Questions like, did the interview effectively highlight our company's products or expertise? If more episodes like this were produced professionally, would you listen? Would you recommend to a friend? What would you add or change to make the content even more compelling? The great thing here is because there are no executives watching, you can be free to listen openly, to really hear their feedback and suggestions. Because if the idea turns out to be a dud, well, no one was there to see it fail. This approach can really inspire our ingenuity and creativity because our insecurities aren't being triggered by a senior audience. Next, assess what you've got. So what did you learn? Maybe you've got some great data, like a handful of customers saying, yes, please, do make this show. Or maybe you've learned the idea wasn't the winner, which frees you up to start with something fresh. But most typically what happens is something in between. Like maybe you learned there could be an appetite for a podcast, but customers want something a little more or less data heavy, a little more or less conversational. They want more advice and less banter, or more customer stories and less expert opinion. This is about your opportunity to really lean into learning. It's not about giving yourself a grade, like, did I get an A? It's about extracting real insight on what worked well and where there's room to shift or tweak. This now serves to set you up for the pitch, the actual request for permission and buy-in and resources and whatever else you'll need. So finally, summarize and position. Here is where you make the ask. But rather than the traditional pitch, which is based largely on guesses and assumptions, your position will be much stronger because you have actual substance and informed data to back your ask. Instead of, I think we should try a podcast, and I'd like to try this format, these details, and I'd hope to achieve X outcome, you'll be in a position to say, I believe a podcast would really serve us in the marketplace. Based on these sample episodes I recorded and the initial feedback I received, here's what I learned. I believe this format will achieve X outcome. Here's what I know we should include, and here's what I know what we should avoid. And on and on. Can you hear the difference? It becomes so much harder for a leadership team to ignore the informed pitch because there's data and experience and certainly some real commitment to action that you've already demonstrated. With this approach, you've really set yourself up for a win. So now you get to celebrate and repeat. Seriously, celebration can seem frivolous, but it really serves a purpose. It makes others listen, to pay attention and want to be part of a positive movement. So talk about your approach. Let colleagues know how you went about it. Offer to support them in their efforts to experiment. Be the person responsible for the positive contagion and watch the activation catch on like wildfire. So now, what's your big idea? The one you've been too intimidated or overwhelmed to breathe life into? What's the tiniest form it could take? And where will you begin? Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to crack its activation code, dialing up performance and employee engagement. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcast is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.